ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara is discussing the Hilchas Mila, if you can use a moil on a Yisrael, even if the moil is a goy or a kuti. And the Gemara at the beginning brings a braisa, at the beginning of the Omid, the Gemara brings down a machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. Reb Yehuda says that a Yid is allowed to mal es akuti, but akuti lo yomul es Yisrael, because he's mal the Shema HaGrizim, and this is a problem of Lishma. Reb Yosi says, Omale Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi says, Chaycha matzina mila min atoya Lishma, el mol vahilach at shetetze nishmasoi. This is the Torah's Chaim explains, this is Loshen Klola, since he's being mal the Shema HaGrizim, we give him a Klola that in end he's going to die. Bal Kaponim, Reb Yosi holds that he's allowed to use a kuti to be the moil. Mashenkin Reb Yehuda holds that the din is shma, this the Gemara explains later for Rav Chisda, that the Mekoy is because it says Lashem Yimoil, and this we learn now from here that Reb Yehuda holds that the aloch of lishma by Mila, and Reb Yosi disagrees, Reb Yosi holds no din is shma. Toisves, it divar maschil v'chiheichon, is mayrich that you see over here in the Sugya, that even according to Reb Yehuda who holds that there's a din lishma by Mila, this is only a problem by a kuti, where the kuti is mal l'shem ha'grizim, then it's a problem of l'shma. Mashein kein, a normal goy, who's not mal l'shem avodah zarah, he can do a mila l'shma, and there's no problem, even the kundi shittas ha'biyudah, there's no mila l'shma, we can still use a goy. Asks Tosfos from a foolish gemara in Gittin, that chav gimlo medalef, the gemara over there is discussing whether a goy is allowed to write a get, and a get is also a loch of lishma. Says the Gemara, a goy, even if you tell him to go and write the get lishma, he still cannot do a write a get lishma. It's going to be possible, since a goy anochi al das atzmoi hu oisa. He's always doing al das atzmoi, and therefore he can't write lishma. Asks Tosfos, why is this different than mila in our sugi, which we find that mila a goy can make lishma. And Tosfos is ma'ir to be mechalik that it depends whether stoma lishma or don't say stoma lishma. By mila, stoma is lishma, and therefore even a goy can make a mila lishma. Kol oid, he doesn't mean, he's not mechavin, shaloi lishma, like a kuti, and a goy doesn't have this problem. A mila, a goy can be mechavin lishma. Mashein kein by get. A get, the Gemara says, stam isha lav legeushin oimedes, and therefore there's no stoma lishma by a get. Mamila, a goy is a problem by a get. Whereas by Mila, there's a stomach lishma and a goy is kosher. The same teretz as Tosfos in Zvochim, base on base, that this is a chiluk whether there's a din stomach lishma, which is kosher for a goy, and Mamila, Mila is a stomach lishma. Now Tosfos doesn't say why do we say by Mila that stomach is lishma, but the Ritva says in Psochim daf Mem Amud Aleph that the etzem maisa Mila itself is mechiach, is a raya to us that this don is done for the mitzvah, since we don't normally find this meiser being done to be machis koyus the oiler, why should someone be doing such a kind of pa'ula? So the etzem meiser amila itself is a raya, and it libes a stoma mitzad the meiser itself that is being done lishma, and this is the reason why by mila we have a stoma lishma, and therefore it's kosher even for a goy. A different story, the modcha says in halachas ketanis simen tof tof kuf mem tes. He says the svara, just like we find in the Gemara in Zvachim, based on its base by a korban, we say that normally the korban is oimed lishma, stoma lishma kaimi. A normal korban is going to be koyev lishma, and therefore has a stoma lishma. So too, every tinoik, Yisrael, who's born, every child who's born, he's also oimed lemila, and therefore there's a stoma lishma that he's going to be nimoil, kedin, and this is the reason why by mila we have a stoma lishma. Al kaponim, this is shittas ha-toisves, who says that the reason why a goy is kosher lishma by mila is because it's a stoma lishma. But Rashi by us, in Devar Maschil Hashem Yimoil, is mashma that that is not the reason why a goy has a din lishma by mila. Because Rashi explains that the reason why a goy is doing this mila lishma, since he's not being mechav neshem agrizim like a kuti, he's being moil al daita di Yisrael, sho'im aloy mehoil. The Yid tells him to do the Maisa Mila, and the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, and listens to him, and does it Lishmo, and says Rashi, V'haynu Lishmo. Is mashma that the reason why the Goy is a Maisa Lishmo is because of what the Yid told him to do. And it sounds like from here that Yid has a koyach to go and tell the Goy, and the Goy will listen to the Yid, and he's going to do a Maisa Lishmo. Mamela Tosfos Kasha is back shver again, according to Rashi, what is the difference between a get and Mila? Because by Mila also, Rashi explains, the reason is because the goy is doing it listening to the Yisrael. So why by get do we find the svara that a get the Agoy is doing the Maisa al Das Atzmo Yoisa. So too the Binyan Shloimer in the Sefer over here is medactic from Rashi, the Loshon of Rashi in Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi over there explains that the Goy is not doing it Lishmo, is because he's Mimilchavin Shloy Lishmo, he's Mimilchavin for something else, because he's listening to himself, he's not listening to the Yisrael. This is also Mashmo like Tosfos, that the Svar is just because the Get is Stomer Lishmo. The Stomer, by Get, we don't say Stomer Lishmo. It's Mashma, says the Binyan Shloimer that Rashi holds, that by Get, the Goy Bemis does not listen to the Yisrael. We have to understand what is the difference. Why by Get do we say that he doesn't listen to the Yisrael? Mashenki Mamila, he listens to the Yisrael and does it Lishmo. Bemis, we find another Mahalach in the Rishonim. This is the Shitta of the Rosh, who writes in Hilchus Sefer Torah Simen Gimel, a different way to answer the stira between Mila and what we find in the Mor Gittin by a Get. Says the Rosh, that a Mila is the Maisa is only for a Rega. It's a very quick Maisa, and therefore on this Maisa we say that since the Yisrael told the Goy to do this Maisa Mila Lishmo, the Goy listens to the Yisrael, and he could do it Lishmo, and we take on that the Maisa was done Lishmo like the Yid told him to do. Mashenke says the Rosh, by a Get, which takes time, the writing of the whole Torah of Haget, which all of it has to be written Lishmo, over there we say that the Goy, Al Das Atzmo Yoisa, and he doesn't listen to the Yisrael, and he's not writing Lishmo. Says the Rosh, so too, in other cases, let's say, Ibud of Tfilin, we have to be Ma'abed the Ur, for Tfilin, we have to put it in Sid, this din is also has to be done Lishma. Says the Rosh, that since only the beginning of the Ibud has to be done Lishma, which takes very quick time, the Maisa itself is a Rega Ba'alma, in a Rega Ba'alma, Goy can listen to the Yisrael, and if the Yisrael tells him to do Lishma, there's no Svar of Adas Atzmo Yoisa. So according to the Rosh's Chiluk, Be'emes is a difference, not because of Stoma, like Toitzva says. The difference is, where there is the Maisa Mila, which is only a Rega, there the Goy can do Lishmo, listening to the Yisrael. And this will fit with what Rashi says by us, that by Mila, the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, V'haynu Lishmo. Mashainkin, in the case of the Get, since it takes time, we say that after a bit of time, already Aldas Atzmai Huoysa. This is the Shit of the Rosh, which Lachir would be Mazbe, also Shitas Rashi by us. Now, in the Ikus Svar of the Rosh, which we said, that he's mechalik if the Maisa is just done in a Rega, or it takes some time, is mevuah in the Rosh that he understands when the Gemara says in Gittin that a Goy is oisa al das atzmo yu oisa, but emes, there's no chisorin, there's no inherent problem that a Goy cannot make a chalois lishmo. A Goy, if he would have a kavona lishmo, even a Goy can be mechal chalois lishmo, even in the case of a Get where there's no stomel lishmo. The svara of the Rosh is that the reason why we're choshesh by a Get is because we're scared that after a bit of time, which is not the Rega, he won't be choshesh lishmo, he'll already be thinking, he'll think and he'll write the Get, al das atzmoi. So that is the chiluk of the Rosh, that's the difference between a Rega, which then we say that the Goy is listening to the Yisrael, mashenkein after a lot of time, then we're choshesh that is al das atzmoi oisa. And be'emes, the etzem svara that's mavur in the Rosh, and we're saying also in Rashi, that the Goy has a koyach to go and make a chalois lishmo, it's also mavu in the Kesef Mishnah, in Gerushin, Peir Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, and the Beis Shmuel Paskes is clearly in Evan Ezer, Simchov Gimel, Sivkot Nehei, that he says that if a Goy writes a Get, even though the Gemara says that it's not kosher, because we choshesh that the Goy didn't write the Get lishmo, because it's oisal das atzmoi, but says the Beis Shmuel, Halacha is only Sofik, it's only a Sofik, and she's Sofik Megureshes. Because it could be, Be'emes, that the Chalois Get was Chal. Because it could be that a Goy did write a Lishmo. This is what we explained, that Be'etzem a Goy has a Koyach. If he would only think Lishmo, he has a Koyach to make a Chalois Lishmo on the Get. Even though there's a Get, there's no Stoma Lishmo. But if the Goy has a Kavona, it works. And the Goy can be Mechal a Chalois Lishmo if he has Kavona. And we'll only, the reason why we say the Posel, the Get is Posel, is because we say that Mestoma is not Mecham Lishmo. But Be'emes, Reb Chaim is Ma'arich Nilchus Tfilin in the Shittas of the Rambam. And he says, he's Masbir, that the Rambam's Mavur, that the Svar of the Gemara in Gittin, that Goy is not Yitzhak Das Atzmo, is not Svar Ba'alman is Machshova. It's Be'emes a Svar in the Ikech Halois, that a Goy is Mufka for making a Asiya Lishmo. Even if the Goy will think Lishmo, he still can't be Meichel a Chalois Lishmo through a Machshova of the Goy, because Be'etzem a Goy's Machshova that Das Atzmo will never work to be Meichel a Chalois Lishmo. Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shurim, in Menochis, Menbeis Amad Aleph, he says that Be'emes of the Beis Shmuel is Mefurish, not like Reb Chaim. But the Beis Shmuel is going in the Svar of Tosfos, And other Rishonim, Mashenkin and Pchaim, is coming to explain the Shita of the Rambam. And the Pchaim holds also that according to Tosfos, the Svar of the Gemara is only a Svar in the Machshava of a Goy, and therefore it's only Sofik Megureshes. Whereas in the Rambam is Mavur, that a Goy does not have any Koyach to go and make a Chalois Lishmo, and this is Hafkor, is Be'emes, not just a Svar, even because he's not being Mechashev, and even in the case where we know that the Goy did think Lishmo, it still does not work. Mamela, according to what the Chir, the Svar of the Rosh, who says that the difference between a Rega and not a Rega, this is Mavur, also like the Bishmul took on in Tosfos, that the Svarah is only because he's not Mimchashev Lishma, whereas according to Reb Chaim, there's no Mokot to Mimchalik, because even the Rega, where we take on that he's listening to the Yisrael, but Mimaisa in his Kavona, a Koyach Lishma, there's no Koyach through the Machshava of a Goy can never be Mechel, a Chalois Lishma, through his Machshava, since it's a Svarah of Adas Atzma Yoisa. But maybe it will come out that the Rambam is a deer not like Tosfos, which Beis Shmuel says is only suffering Megureshes, and it's also not like the Rosh, and we're saying also in Rashi by us, is also they hold that a Goy has a Koyach to make a Chalois Lishmo, Ma'ashenke l'kon to the Rambam, a Goy does not have a Koyach to make a Stom Lishmo, even if we'll have Kavon Lishmo. The Gemara says, this is all what we discussed a while in Shittas Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says that Reb Yosi disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi says, there's no such halacha of lishma by mila, elamol v'hoylech, and he's even a kuti is allowed to do a maisa mila. The Gemara in Yevamos Mevavim at base brings down a brayser that someone who's coming to be miskaya, and he says that he already did a maisa mila, and he said he did a mila l'shem gerus, and now he's just missing his tevila, because we know a ger has to do a maisa mila and also a tevila. And he said he did his mila, but he hasn't yet done his tevila. Says Reb Yehuda, we don't have to be boidek him to see if he did the mila kedin, because even if he didn't do the mila kahalocha, still the tevila itself is enough that he can become a ger through the tevila itself, just like we find that Noshim can become ger through the tevila, so too a Yisrael, a Zohar also. Mashenkin Reb Yosi over there says, no, we have to be boidek to make sure he did the mila kedin, because we need two things in order to be likonis libris. We need a mila and also a tevila. And therefore, if you just had a mila and the mila wasn't kedin, there's a problem. Asks the Tosfos Rishonim over there in Yevamos Mevavam Beis, l'alchir Reb Yosi says himself, because Reb Yosi over here is mavua, there's no din that he should do the mila lishma. And therefore, what we choishish over there in Gemara Yevamos, that he didn't do the mila lishim gerus, we can check if he did the mila. So the shaila is only what the das was. The only shaila is whether maybe it was mechashiv for a mila of a goy, didn't do the mila for mila's geirus. Memela asks the Tosfos Rishonim, l'chayr, according to Reb Yosi's shita, that mila does not have to be done l'shma. What do we care that the mila was done l'shem goy? Even if it was done l'shem goy, l'chayr, he has a ma'isa mila, because mila does not have to be done l'shma. The Tosfos Rishonim over there answers, that b'emes even according to Reb Yosi, we need the mila l'shma. And over here we're talking about a case where it was Yisrael oimid al gaboy, and therefore we have a mila lishma. L'chayr, besides the mahalach in the Gemara to say we're talking about oimid al gaboy, the lashon of Reb Yosi is mechir mefurish that Reb Yosi says hicham atzinu mila menatoyu lishma. So we have to understand l'chayr the smashman al Gemara that Reb Yosi doesn't hold of the din lishma by mila at all. We have to understand the teretz of the Tosfos Rishonim. We find also this kasha in Achronim, the Shilas Yaivitz, in Chilek Beis in Kuf Samech Dalet, he asks a kasha from himself, and he says, Lisnago or Banago de Lifrikine, this is a very strong question, which no one really can give a good answer to, and as he blabs about Sorichion, how can we answer this theory in the Biyosi? But the Chasim Sefer in the Tshuva, in Yerodea, Simeshin, and the Emes, right at the beginning of the Chasim Sefer, Yerodea Simen Aleph, he says it Biktora, that the Yaivitz asks this kasha, and he says it's a very strong question, Be'emes, l'chayyeh can be mechalek very easily, and say that the Gemara Yevamos, who says that according to Reb Yosi, the mila is not a good mila if he did the mila l'shem goy and not l'shem geirus, is very choluk from our Gemara. The Gemara over there is talking about a geir, that means the value is a goy, and he's trying likonis libris, he wants to become a yid. One of the tanoim he needs to become a yid, he has to do a ma'isa mila. In this Maisa Mila, if he does this Mila, Shaloi Lishma, and not to become a Yid, he hasn't done Bichlal the Maisa Mila which is needed, Likonis Libris. And the Mela is going to only be left over with the Tevila, and the Biyosi holds, we need a Mila also. Over here, the discussion, our sugya, is talking about one of the Tayag mitzvahs of Yisrael. Yisrael has one of the Tayag mitzvahs to do a Meisem Mila, and on that, there's found an aloche that Rabbi Yossi holds, there's no din lishma, just like other mitzvahs, there's no din lishma, so to Mila, there's no din lishma. You can't compare this to Milas Geirus, where the Milas Geirus has to be done lishma, because otherwise, it's missing in the whole Tanai, the Konis Libris, that is the whole way he becomes a Yid, is by becoming a Mila of a Geir, l'shem Yisrael. Mashiach over here, he's Yisrael, the only Shaila is, does he have to be done lishma? And on that, Abiyuda and Abiyusi disagree whether there's a din lishma in a Mila of a Yisrael. The Etzem Svarah, the Meshech Chochmer brings down, Pipshitas like this in Pashas Boy, in Perik Yud Beis, Posuk Mem Dalet, in the Meshech Chochmer, and he says this Pasha, this is a Pshat in Abiyusi, and in brackets he's Mitzayin, V'chein Kosav HaChasam Sofer. The Avnei Nezer, in Yoredeya, the end of Shrim Mem Hei, he takes issue with the Chasam Sofer Svarah, and he says, Enechanami, Efshe, it's not enough for the Milas Geirus, but why should Abiyusi not hold like a Abiyuda that's enough with the Tevila? The Tevila itself should be enough. But Al Kaponim is Ma'arich over there to explain the difference between a Milas Geirus and a Milas Yisrael al derech of the Chasam Sofer. Another chiluk, the Chasam Sofer himself says in Yevomus, in his Chidushim, in Yevomus, in the Gemara over there, in Vavim et Beis, that there's Be'emes, you can say a chiluk, a different chiluk, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need Mila Lishma, this is only in the case of the Moil. We're talking about over here, the Kuti wants to mal the child Lishma, Shelo Lishma. On the night Rabbi Yossi holds, you could do a Shelo Lishma. It could be only because the Nimoil over here in our sugya is b'mechavin lishma, or the father is b'mechavin lishma. Masha'inkin in the Gemara Nivomus, where the Nimoil himself was mechavin shelo lishma, he himself did the Maisa Mila shelo lishma, over there it's much worse off, and even Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's a problem, since the Goy himself, the person who's becoming a Geir, he didn't have any kavona to do a Maisa Geirus, and over here even Rabbi Yossi would agree that there's a problem of Lishma. It's a chidush to say that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that Kaponim we need to have Lishma mitzad the Nimoil, even though the Moil doesn't have to have kavona Lishma. Now there's another point which the Achrinim discussed by Ariches, a very sadistic shayla over here in the Gemara, that the Gemara has Arichas between a Machlokes, between a Rabbi Yossi and a Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Aloch of Mila does have to be done Lishma or not, asks Rabbi Kveiga in his Chidushim, it's printed also in its Chuvas Chadoshes, Chilek Dalet, in Yonim Sheinim Simon Chav Gimel, he asks that someone asked him a Shaila, why is there not a problem in our Sugya, besides the problem of Lishma, which Rabbi Yossi holds as no din Lishma, but we know there's a klal of Mitzvah Tshiches Kavona. In all of the Shas, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a discussion in Machlokes whether mitzvahs tzriches kavona or mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah chav ches amad aleph. So l'chayra, if there's halacha that every mitzvah needs kavona and without that it's not mitzvah at all, then l'chayra aviva this kuti is being maling l'shema agrizim. L'chayra is missing in the whole kavona of doing the mitzvah to le'ibishter limon l'ashem to do a mila because it's a mitzvah of mila. And therefore, it's missing in the kavona of the halacha mitzvah tzriches kavona, and the mila is not mila at all. So why does the Biyosi not hold that the mila of the kuti should be a problem? Because besides the din of lishma, there's a klalistig halacha mitzvah tzriches kavona. Says Rabbi Kveiga, we're going to say that Biyosi holds a mitzvah ein tzriches kavona. In many places, we're going to have to work out if this is going to be work with shitas Rabbi Biyosi. But oh, it says Rabbi Kveiga, we know the klal, which is Kmat Muskim in all the days, that even according to the man, the Oma, who holds mitzvah, it's ein tziches kavona, but if you have das hepech, that means if you have mechavin lehepech, not like the mitzvah, lehedir fakert, you don't just not mechavin michlal, but you mechavin lehepech, in that case, everyone agrees that there's a problem, and there's a blibes with the klal, that mitzvah tziches kavona, because everyone agrees, al kaponim, you're not allowed to have das hepech. So says Rabbi Kveiga L'chayr over here, the kuti is maling the kid l'shem ha'grizim. Over here, it's das hepech. And l'kula alma, there should be a problem mitzad the kavona, because over here, you have das hepech, even l'kula man d'oma, mitzvahs ein tziches kavona, it's going to be a problem. So what happened in our sugya to the klal of mitzvahs tziches kavona? Now, the etzem hanoch of the question is taking on, akoponim, the second chelik of the question, that das hepech should make us a problem, is taking on that in the Manda Oma, mitzvahs ein tziches kavona, but when you mechashev the other word, fakert, when you mechashev shaloi l'shem mitzvah, there's a problem, then it's a problem in the whole mitzvah itself, and not just a problem in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is mamish missing, and the etzem mitzvah has not been done. It's the counter has not been done. Just like the mandoma mitzvah shichis kavana, without kavana he hasn't got a mitzvah. So too the mandoma mitzvah ain't shichis kavana. But if you have kavana fakert, then the mitzvah itself is called that the mitzvah hasn't been done. But the Shloime Haiman is yodua in his sefer Chedusha Shloime in Yishashana Seben Aleph. He's ma'irich that the mandoma mitzvah ain't shichis kavana. Even if you're going to have kavana lehepech, but still bleibs a heft of a mitzvah. The aloch is only that he has been yotzeis chuyvas mitzvah. He has been lo yotzei de chuyvasi. But the heft of the mitzvah bleibs. And afkemini is like a baltoisif. The two even who is a shonach of ches asks that we find the gabbe baltoisif. He can't wear two tefillins because he has a problem of being over baltoisif. Asks the two even, why can he just be mechaven lehepech that he doesn't want to be yotzer with one of the tefillins? Says the Pshloima that for the Israel baltoisif it's not enough that he's not been yotzeis mitzvah. Because he still has a heft of a mitzvah, the meiser mitzvah is still being done, even though he's not being yoitza his mitzvah. And Mamela, this will still have a problem of Bal Tosif. The same is Soyde Bechonon is very marich in Chilek Beis, Simon Amit Gimel in Kovitz Shurim. Also, that the Soyde of mitzvahs ain't Tzviches Kavona, das Hepech will never be oike the mitzvah, will only be enough that he shouldn't be yoitza his mitzvah. Mamela says in Bechonon also that for Bal Tosif this won't be enough. A Kapodim is a Chiddush, which these Achinim say, Bshleimer, Bechonon talks about it, that maybe the din of Das Hepech is only enough to go be Mafkia, the Kiyum Mitzvah, that he shouldn't be Mekayim, his Mitzvah Kedin, but there is still a Mitzvah being done. So L'chei of here, Bamila, Enechanami, if he has Kavon Lehepech, he won't be Mekayim, his Mitzvah, and he won't get any Schaaf for his Mitzvah, but he's still called the Mohol, because the Heft of the Mitzvah is still being done, and therefore, Enechanami Lechatchila, you won't be able to use a Kuti, but Lemaise, if a Kuti would mal this child, if there's no Dinishma, then there's no ikuv mitzad the kiu, mitzad the chefze, and then echadami yadim bin yoitze his mitzvah, and he won't get schar, but he's got a meisa mila done to him, it's not like a chaticha spasa ba'alma. Al kaponim, l'choyof in this kasha ve'bekveiga, and we'll see soon, other achinim ask the same question, z'mavua, they understood, that even with a das hepech, it's enough to go and say there's not mitzvah bichlal, and mamela this child will not be mohul, and why does the b'yosi, why does he allow the kuti to mal this child, what happened to kavona? Ebe Kvege answers a chiddush and says that the kiyum a mitzvah, since the mitzvah b'emes belongs to the father and the moil is only a shliach of the father, memela the din kavona is enough if the father is being mechaven l'shei mitzvah. And that, with the father's kavona, that he's being mechaven l'shei mitzvah, is niskayim the din of mitzvah shichis kavona. And the chanami, the moil himself, is being mechaven shloi l'shei mitzvah, he's being mechaven l'shei agrizim, but says Ebe Kvege, that's not enough to be mafkia the whole chefze. And Mamela, the father's kavona is still enough to go and give a din of mitzvah shichis kavona. Al derech zeh also, similarly, that we find in the tshuva of Chasam Sefer in Yeridea, Simon Shin, he also says that the kavona of mitzvah shichis kavona can be done through the father, or he says also through the nimoil himself, through the person who's being mauled, if he's not cotton, if he's old enough to have kavona, then that itself, that he has kavona to be, that the mila is done on him, l'shem mitzvah, this is also enough, even though the moil is b'mechavon shlo l'shem mitzvah. And the Chasam Sefer explains that if there's a din l'shma, then it wouldn't help any kavona in the world. If someone has a matzah, which was made shlo l'shma, however much kavona he's going to have, b'shas l'achila, that he wants to eat it lishma, it's still not going to work because the matzah itself is mufka and etzem chefze, because the matzah is a shaloi lishma. Mamela huadim bamila, if there would be a din of a mila lishma, which Reb Yehuda holds, then however much kavana the father's going to have or the nimoil is going to have, won't be enough because of the din chsoin in etzem chefze, that the maisa mila be'etzem needs lishma. Mashainkin Reb Yosi, who he holds, is no din lishma. Mamela, there's only a din in kavana for the kiyuma mitzvah, on that there's enough that the father's being mechaven, or the child is being mechaven, and even if the moil himself is not being mechaven, there's still a kiyum of kavona through the people who are mekayim the mitzvah. Another mahalach we find to answer this question of Reb Kveiga and Chasam Sefer, what happened to kavona, says Reb Chaim, in Reb Chaim in Stenzlach Alashas, over here in Avodah Zarah, a yisoid in yisoidestige chidush in Hilchas mitzvah tzviches kavona. Says Reb Chaim, be'emes we find there's two different kinds of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's mitzvahs which the mitzvah itself is the asiya, is the doing of the mitzvah. L'moshel achilas matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, tkiyas shofar, and so on and forth. There's mitzvahs which the mitzvah is the asiya. And on these mitzvahs, there's a din of mitzvah shichas kavona, And even the mandoma mitzvahs ain't shichis kavona, if you have das hepech, is also a problem. Mashaikah, there's other mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the pa'ula, the tzitzah of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the mitzvah has been done. Says Reb Chaim, we find this chiluk in the Beis HaLevi, in Chilek Aleph, Simen Beis, and so too in Chilek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, that the Beis HaLevi says that this difference is going to make an afgemina legabe alocha mitzvah tzichis kavona. L'moshul says the Beis HaLevi, there's alocha of achilas Pesach. Every Pesach by night, there's a mitzvah saseh of ochlu es ha-Pesach balaylo hazeh. There's a mitzvah of achilas Pesach. So too, says the Beis HaLevi, there's a mitzvah on ul korbonus, that there's a mitzvah of achilas kodshim, achilas korbonus. In the mitzvah of achilas korbonus, we do not find the din of mitzvah tzichis kavona. He brings out from Ramban, that over there by the korbonus, there's no alocha of kavona. Masha'in kein in achilas Pesach, there's alocha of kavona. To be mekayim the mitzvah, there's a din of mitzvah tzichis kavona. Says the Beis HaLevi, the difference is, the achilas Pesach is a din on a bench, on a gavre. He himself has a mitzvah to go and do this maisa asiya, to go and make this maisa achila, and he has a mitzvah of achilas Pesach, and on that there's a fana din of kavona lekiyum mitzvah. Masha'inke, my other korbonus, over there says the Beis HaLevi, the mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten. The tzitzah, that is the main point in the mitzvah. Not the maisa itself, but the korban itself should be eaten. And in over there, says the Beis HaLevi, there's no aloch of kavona. Kavona is only in a case where there's a din on the maisa itself, this is the mitzvah, and now we need to have kavona. But when the tzitzah is the main mechuvan of the mitzvah, is that it should be done, and the korban should be eaten, over there we don't care if the guy did have kavona or didn't have kavona. At the end of the day, the korban was eaten. And therefore, in that case, says the Beis HaLevi, there's no halacha mitzvah tzichis kavona. So says Reb Chaim, so too we can say that Mila is also the same thing. Even though by Mila there is a halacha on the father, that he has a mitzvah to do the Maisa HaMila, and is then shlichis on the Maisa HaMila of the father. But Al Kaponim, there's also a halacha in the Mila that he should be mohul. We find that in the case where there's no father, Bezdin take the child himself, and then mala the child, even though they're not mekayim the mitzvah of the father. But the Ikka mitzvah which he has, that the child should be mohul. We want the tzitzah over here that the child should be mohul. So according to the Beis HaLevi's Cheshbon, in this case, Mila, there'll be no halacha of mitzvah tzichis kavona. And Mamela, in this case, the only way to say that the Kuti should not be able to mal this child is only if there's going to be halacha of lishma. But mitzad kavona, since the Ikka is that the child should be mohul, over here there'll be no din of kavona, and even in the case of the mandoma mitzvah tzichis kavona, and who are din the mandoma mitzvah ain't tzichis kavona, there's no problem over here with das hepech, because the Ikka is, at the end of the day, there's a maisa mila being done, and this chatichas ha'oyla has happened, and the mila kavona does not play any role over here, only if there'll be din nishmo. The Etzem Yisoid we find also in Rabbi Chanan and Kevitz Shurim in Ksubis or his Tof Memtes, he also says that any mitzvah with the Ikke is the tzitzah of the mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan is talking about the mitzvah of Pru or Vu, where the Ikke mitzvah is having the children, then on the Maise itself there's no din kavona and there's no aloha or mitzvah tzvichis kavona. This Al-Kabon is Reb Chaim's Mahalach to go and answer why by Mila over here there's no din on mitzvah tzichis kavona, and Reb Chaim adds on at the end that could be in this case where the Kuti is going to mal the child, then it's the father does not have a kiyum mitzvah because there's no kavona. But Al-Kaponim on Mia, the child is mohul kedin since the maisa has been done, and on the pa'ula, which is the ikka, the tzitzor, there's no problem of having if there's no kavona, only if there's a din lishmo. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara brings down a machlokes. Where is the makor that your goy is possible in the mila? Doru ba papa mishmedi ravoma. The makor is from Vato, it's Bisi Sishmo, and the other man doru Birchnen holds that the makor is from Himoil Yimoil. The Gemara says, "May be now. It could be now. You arvi mohul v'gavnoini mohul. A goy who's malas himself. Then there's machlokes whether he's kosher to do a mila on Israel." Says the Gemara, "It's not nafkemina because a goy is always oral." The Ritva over here asks a very sadistic shayla, and as we'll see soon, the Achrenim also discusses shayla. The Ritva asks that the Gavnoini Mohul, which is discussing in our sugya, Rashi says the Gavnoini was a name of Umar that then moiled himself. Says the Ritva from a Medrash, these Gavnoini were bemes from Bnei Ketura. The Bnei Keturah, they had the minhag to go and mala themselves. They were also Bnei Avraham. So too, the Rabbeinu Chananel by us in the Gilyon on the side says Mefurish that the Gavnoini were B'nei Keturah. So too in the Oruch, in Erech Gabon Nochi, he says this Umar was a B'nei Keturah. Ask Sir Yitzvo, since we're talking about B'nei Keturah over here, then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Testament base that the Pasuk which says by Rome of Inu es Britzi Hefar is coming to be Marba, a Mila of B'nei Keturah that they also Chayev a Mila. So ask Zer Yitzvo that if we're talking about the B'nai Keturah, then Mamela the Chayiv and Mila, just like the Israelim or Chayiv, why do we say that not Bechlal the Bris of Atos Bris Sishmor? And if they do a Mila, why should we say that Mila is nothing and it's only an oral? L'chayir the Chayiv and Mila. Says Zer Yitzvo, from here it's Muchach in our Gemara, that even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's a Ribri of B'nai Keturah that the Chayiv and Mila, it doesn't mean that the Duris, always the B'nai Keturah are going to be Chayiv. This was a tzivui for Avraham Avinu only, that Avraham is mechuyev to male his six children he had from B'nai Keturah, and one of them was a Gavnoini, and these children he's chayev to go on mal. Memela in Avraham Avinu, he had a chiyuv, mashinkin and B'nai Keturah later on, they male themselves from them minig. This is a garnish, this is only a chatichas basa, and Memela the Gemara says that it's not bichlal the bris mila, and also is like a oral, and Memela doesn't go into the pasuk of himol yimur. So this Ritzvah says is muchach from Al Gemara that B'nai Keturah or Be'emes Mufka and they don't have a Chiyuv Mila only to Avraham Avinu. Now it's Yodua. This Shitta is Be'emes Rashi Shitta in Sanhedrin over there in Nun Tesserim at the base. That was only a Chiyuv on Avraham. But the Rambam in Hilchus Melochim Perik Yud Aloch Eches, he says clearly that B'nai Keturah or Chayiv in the Darius. Just like Avraham Avinu was Chayiv, so too they're also Chayiv. Memela, according to the Rambam, it's back shver, according to the Ritzvah, that we're discussing here, B'nai Keturah, L'chirya, why do we say that these B'nai Keturah are not Bechlal the Bris Mila? Be'emes, we find in the Pischi Tshuva, in Yerudea, Semireish Samach Dalet, Sivkot and Hay, he brings down from the Tam HaMelech, on the Shah HaMelech, Peik Yudbeis of Avodah Zarah, who says that according to the Shittas Rambam, who says that B'nai Keturah is Chayev to go and do a Mila like Yisrael, Memela, that Be'emes can be Kosher the Mila. You could use a Goyish Amoyel if he's from B'nai Keturah, since they're also Mohul, and also Bechlal Abris. Now, according to the Chishik Shloima asks, on this shit of the Tam HaMelech, that our Gemara, if we're talking about the B'nai Keturah, then L'chir Yitzvah Yishveh, Bishloim in the Gemara, which says we're talking about the Arvi Mohul, that's Mavur in the Rambam, that over there in Hilchus Melochim, Perik Yud Aloch Zayin, that the Zera Yishmoel, they're not Bechlal B'nai Keturah. There's a mute in the Pasuk, and they're not Bechlal B'nai Keturah. But Al Kaponim, the Gavnoini over here, why are they not Bichlal the Chiyuv Mila of Atos Bisi Sishmer according to the Rambam? But Bakoch, we have to say, according to the Rambam, that the B'nai Gavnoini over here are not the B'nai Keturah. And the Mila, we're talking about Pashat Goyim, but Be'emes the B'nai Keturah, and the Chanami, the Taka Chayiv in Mila, and they can Taka be Kosher in Mila, like the Pischi Tshuva says. But asks the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Memtes, that L'chirya, it's still Shveh. Because even if we say that the Gavnoini over here are not B'nai Keturah, but L'chir will come out that the Mishnah which says that someone who's Noida Me'arielim is Mutter and all the Goyim, even though they have a Bismillah, is Mashman in Mishnah, this is Koil also the B'nai Keturah. So L'chir it's Mavur Mufurish in this Mishnah, that the because they are Goyim, they have a Loch of Oral, and their Mila is not counted like a Mila. Memela says Shagasari, even if we'll understand that according to the Rambam, the B'nai Keturah Chayiv, but the Shem Goy, because at the end of the day they're Goyim, therefore this overrides any Mila, and they still got Shem Oral. L'chir, what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's looking for a case of a difference between the two Mandomim, the Mandomah holds that we learn out from the Brisi Tishmur, and the Mandomah learns out from Himal Yimoyl. L'chir, we have a big enough Gemina. In the case of B'nai Keturah, because B'nai Keturah are Bichlal the Bris, because they're Chayiv in Mila, Mashayim Kein are not Bichlal Himal Yimoyl, because the Mishnah is Mashma, also the B'nai Keturah are not Bichlal Goyim, Hamulim. They have a Loch of Oral. So why does the Gemara have to look for a different case? Why couldn't the Gemara say the difference is between the two Mandomim with the B'nai Keturah? And the Mela, the Shagasari, is Matchik, the Shittas Rambam, and he says, Ba'kochach, our Gemara is Muchach, like Shittas Rashi, that B'nai Keturah are not Chayiv in Mila, because otherwise we'll have enough Gemina between these two Mandomim. Later, the Shagas Aryeh says that we can answer the Shittas Rambam and say that the Rambam holds even if a B'nai Keturah or Chayiv in Mila, but they're only Chayiv in the Mila. In the Yisrael, there's always two parts to the Mila. There's the Chituch and there's the Chivas Priya. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the Rambam Shitta is that even though there's a din of a Mila to B'nai Keturah, but they're not Chayiv in Priya, they're only Chayiv in the Mila. And therefore, the Bris, which says, V'atos Bris Yisishmer, this is Kodal the Priya, and Memela, this is not
Nichlal bnei ketura, not nichlal into the bris. I'm a meila. That's why the Gemara says that there's no difference between the tumah and the armim because they have a loch of a oral because they're goyim, and also they're not nichlal in the bris of priya. The ikah chiddush of the shagas area that he says that bnei ketura not chayiv in priya according to the Rambam. The Meiri says the same thing in Yevomis ayin aleph from its base that the bnei ketura there's no chivas priya. So too the Michas Chinuch says himself in mitzvah base that there's no din priya according to the Rambam, and a meila there'll be no nichlal in the bris. Like the Shagas Arya says. Another mahalach to answer the Shittas Rambam from the Ritva's Kasha, that the Ritva and the Shagas Arya afterwards is Mechiach from our Gemara, that you see in our Gemara that Chayyid b'nei Keturah not nichlal in the Bris, and what happened to Chayyid Chayyiv, so why did they not go into the Pasuk of Atos Brisi Sishmer? Says Reb Chaim that we find in the Beis Alevi in Pashas Lech Lecha that they're two separate inyonim in every Bris Mila. In every bris milah, there's the hasoras ha'oiler, which a person, when he has an oiler, he has a certain chisorin through having this oiler, and this is a mitzvah to take away the chisorin. And besides that, there's a tosefes kedusha, which is through the bris of the milah, which the Eibishter made with Avraham Avinu, a special bris of the milah, and this is the second inyan which is there in every bris milah. Says the Beis Alevi, that even according to the Rambam, that the Bnei Keturah have a halacha, a chiyuv, to do a maisa mila, this is only to take away the oiler and take away the chisorin, that they shouldn't be like every goy, they're also Bnei Avraham, and they should take away this chisorin, which all the goyim have. But the chilek of Tesefes Kedusha, and the etzim bris mila, this Bnei Keturah don't have. And Memela says the Beis Alevi, the bris mila is only given to Zera Avraham, which is Zera Yitzchok, like the Pasuk says, Kivi Yitzchok Yikori Lechol Zora, and Mamela, the Bnei Keturah only have one chilek, and they don't have a chilek of the bris. Says Reb Chaim, Mamela, our Gemara is very geshmak, because we can't be talking about the Bnei Keturah. Because the Bnei Keturah, since we learn out the Pasuk of Ato, it's Brisi Sishmer, the bris mila, the Bnei Keturah don't have. They have a din of chituch, they have the mitzvah mila, but without the etzim bris mila, which is the Tesefes Kedusha, which a Yid has. And therefore, the Gemara over here holds that l'chol ha'deis, the Bnei Keturah will never be able to be a moil because they're not nichlal in the bris, and also they don't have a din of himoil yimoil because they have a shame oral since they're going. Now, the Emes Beit Alevi over there explains that you could say that the priya which is done by every milas Yisrael besides the chituch is resembling the din bris, which is din or tesefes kedusha, and that's why you have a chivas priya, masha'in kein, the Bnei Keturah will only have a chivas chituch. So this has come out of the same teretz, which Shagas Arya says. But the Beis Alevi adds on that even if you're going to say that nitna priya l'Avraham Avinu, even for the Bnei Keturah also, but still, even if the priya they do have, but they don't have a chilek habris, and the Mamela says, Reb Chaim, this is a new teretz, that the Bnei Keturah are not nichlal in v'ato es brisi sishmer. So I'll compel him to summarize the Ritva over here is Mechiach in our Gemara, that the Bnei Keturah are not chayev l'doyres, and therefore they do not go into the klal of Ato es Brisi Sishmer. But the Rambam holds that the chayev, Mamela Shveh, what do we do with this Gemara? But why is the Gemara no answer? We're talking about Bnei Keturah. The Shagas Arya says that Bnei Keturah are not chayev in Priya. And we said the Meiri says the same thing. And the Chaim explains that Bnei Keturah, even if they're chayev, but they don't have the mile of a Bris Mila, they only have the chisor to take away the chisorin on that they have, and it's not enough of Ato es Brisi Sishmer. Moving further on the Amud, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says that the difference between the Tumah and the Amrim is, in the case of an Isha is not Mechuyav, and therefore she's not Bichlal the Bris Mila. Mitzad Sheni, she's Nechshav Kemohul, says the Gemara, Ika, the Nafkamina is by Isha, the Isha command the Mehila Damya. The Eimishpot over here on the side, Oishei, brings down from the Rif, at the end of Shabbos, Perik Yutes, he says that the reason why Isha is called Mohul is just like the Gemara says before, that even a Yisrael Oral is called a Mohul, because the mere fact that he's a Yid, that itself gives him a Shem Mohul, so too, Isha also is Bechlal, Enechanami, she's not Mechuyev, and if she's not Bechlal the Bris, but she's still called a Mohul because she's a Yisrael. And the Beis Engel in Gelyoni Ashas, he says already that this pshat is in Mavur in the Shiltas Mefurish, that Yisha is called a Mohul because she's a Yisraelis. The Ravid of Yis has a different pshat, and as in the Ravid says, Marich in Klal Yud Aleph, on the other pshatim to Gomi Masbi, why Yisha is also called Mohul. In the Ike Chiluk between Yisha, that she's called Mohul, it's not Bichlal the Bris, Reboch Ben, Bichas Shmuel in Yevomis, Simen Yud Ches, and also the Stipler, and Simen Yud Aleph, the Masbe, that the Shem Yisrael itself is enough to to call a chalois mohul, and mamela this is enough to be called isha commander mehila damya, even though she's not mechuyev of anything in bechlal abris, and he's married over there in the yisoid of a isha that she's got a chalois mohul because she's a Yisraelis. Al kaponim la alocha, we find in maskonus hagemara, there's a machlekes if a isha does have a alocha that she's allowed to do a mila. Toisves in the Ramashchel isha says the alocha is like Rav, that the isha is not kosher lemila, even though normally we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but here we have a braisa like Rav, and therefore the isha is not kosher lemila. But says Tosfos from the Bahag that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, isha is kasher lomu. The Rif over there in Shabbos, the end of Pekites, he also passes like the Bahag, like Rabbi Yechanan's shita, that isha is kasher lomu, but he still says that lechatchila isha should only do the mila only in a case where there's no ish. And that is also the lashon of the Rambam in Peyuk Beis Hilchas Mila Alocha Aleph Hakoil Ksheirim Lomul, even the Oral Vaisha and the all Kulmulim B'Mokim She'ein Ish. Says the Ketzer Mishnah, this is like the lashon of the Rif, that the heter of Isha to do a Mila like a Birchnan is only B'Mokim She'ein Ish. Now we have to really understand L'Chayre Avivayt that we see in our sugya, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Isha is called a Mohul, and therefore is Nichlal in the Klal of Himoil Himoil, why is there a din L'chatchila that we should dafka want to Ish? L'Chayre, even L'chatchila there should be kosher be'Isha. Reb Chaim, in the stencil over here in Chedush Agrach al Hashas, Simon Peizayin, he's Masbir, that Be'emes there's a question over here in the whole sugya. A very serious thing is Shaila, we have to understand. We have a Gemara in Gittin, Memhei Amud Beis, which says that there's a locha, someone who's not a bar kshira cannot be kosher tefillin. Someone who's not a bar ksiva cannot be right tefillin. A goy, since he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, he has no shaykhes. Therefore, there's a musig always in Shas of lav betoyas. Someone who's not betoyas the mitzvah cannot be involved in the mitzvah and cannot do the mitzvah. Tosfos over there in Gittin Memhei Amud Beis is mavur that it's not just by ksiva and by tefillin, it's an every asiyah, tzitzis, and all so forth. All these things which a goy or a isha who do not have any shaykhs to the mitzvah because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah, they cannot do the mitzvah. Kol she'einu b'toyas, they are not bar ksiva, therefore they can't write tefillin. Ask Reb Chaim and the Be'emes of Chasam Sefer, they asked this kasha before in Chasam Sefer Asholim Chavov Amud Beis, why over here in our sugya do we not passel the goy and the isha because they're not betoyas, because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah? Says the Chasam Sefer that the klal of the Gemara in Gittim Memhei Amud Beis is only in something which is hazmona for a mitzvah, like to make tefillin, to make siva stam, to write a sefer Torah for tviya of tzitzis. But the etzim mitzvah itself, if not for these miyutim, then be'emes they would kosher a goy and the isha also. So says Reb Chaim that now we have to know, after we have these miyutim from Himol Yimoil or from Va'atos Brisi Sishmori, what is the pshat in these miyutim? Is there exists a kosuv by Mila that these people cannot be a kosher and moil? And it's a halacha exists a kosuv in Mila that we can't use a goy and a kuron man d'omar, you can't use a isha? Or do we say no? The get of the exists a kosuv is that by Mila there's also a halacha that you have to be bar hochi. You have to be a sheiches to the mitzvah, like we find by other mitzvahs, like stam, and tefillin, and tzitzis. That if you don't have any sheiches to the mitzvah, you can't write, and you mele word in legaba mila, since you're not a bar bris mila, or you're not a chilek of the mila of himoil himoil, you are mufka from doing a maisa mila. Says Reb Chaim, if we understand like this tzad, that's not really a gzis, a kosov, which tells us who the moil could be, and the kungwam and the omad, the isha's kosher, or the isha's posel. But the Yisoid Abdin over here is that you have to be a sheiches to the mitzvah in order to go and do the mitzvah. Then the Mandoma holds that Va'atos Brisi Sishmori learns out that you have to be a bar hochi libris mila. It's not enough you have a sheiches to being a mohul. You have to have a sheiches to be betoyas bris mila. And the other Mandoma holds it's enough that you have a sheiches to the mila itself that you call the mohul. So says Reb Chaim, we can understand that even the Madoma who holds Himul Yimul, and this is how we pass according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Bahag, that a isha is kosher because she has a sheiches to being a mohul, but there's still a mila using someone who has a sheiches to the bris mila. Even though there's no din, it's enough but the eved, if you're bar hochi because you're sheiches to the maisa mila itself because you're mohul, but there is a mila of having a sheiches to the bris, like the madoma of atos brisi sishmo, you have more sheiches to the mila, and the mila is the chatchila al kaponim, you should be mahada and use a ish. If we'll be a Gzeis HaKosuv telling us that there's a miut and this man Dama holds Ishos kosher, then there's no Maila in using a Ish. But since it's not Gzeis HaKosuv in Mila, the idea is that you have to be a Bar Hochi, you have to be Betoyas, then there's always a Maila of using someone who's totally Betoyas, also Betoyas Bris Mila, and not just someone who's Betoyas Mohul and Himoy Limoil. And therefore, the Chatchila, we should always use the Ish, and only B'dieved as a klal of the Isha is also kosher. One final point in this sugya is the Shita Mechudeshe, as we find over here on the Rambam, in Peyuk Beis Milchus Mila Alocha Aleph. We learned in our sugya, the Alocha we paskin, that Goy is possible for a Mila, either from the Pasuk of Ates B'Sitzishmoil, or from Himoil Yimoil, and the Rambam paskins that Goy is possible because of the Pasuk of Himoil Yimoil. Says the Rambam that even though a Goy is possible to be the Moil, but if the Goy did do this Mila, and now he hasn't got any oil anymore, says the Rambam, Ein tzorich lachzoy v'limoil shenis. We do not need to go and do another Mila after the Goy has already been over and he was the Moil. The Torah in Yerideya Simirish Samach Daled understands from this that the Rambam holds that even though we know the Aloch is by someone who doesn't have an oiler, he was a Noilad Mohul or other cases, the Aloch is he needs Hatofas Dambris. We have to akaponim take out a bit of blood to be Mekayim the Chivas Hatofas Dambris. The Rambam holds that over here the Goy who malad this child, we don't need to do Hatofas Dambris. Says the Torah, the Smag disagrees with the Rambam, and the Smag writes clearly that since a Goy is possible for a Mila, Mamela, he needs a Tofas Dam Bris. And the Emes, the Rambam is Shveh. Why does the Rambam hold that if the Goy does a Bris Mila, even though he's possible, we do not need a Tofas Dam Bris? And the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam is Marich to be Mazbe. Where does the Rambam take such a shitter from that he doesn't need a Tofas Dam Bris? And in the Beis Yosef, he writes that maybe even the Rambam agrees that you do need a Tofas Dam Bris, and the Rambam just means that you don't have to be cut more oiler because he's enough to do a Tofas Dam Bris. But he's made that the Pashtas Rambam is that you do not need a Tofas Dam Bris, and in much as why should the Rambam hold that if the Mila wasn't a good Mila, L'chayra, you should need a Tofas Dam Bris. And the Emes is Mefurish in the Me'iri in our Sugya that according to the Rambam, he does not need a Tofas Dam Bris. Says the Shagas Arya in Simen Nun Dalet, it's muchach from here that the Rambam holds that any time when the oiler was taken away from the child, shaloi kedin and shaloi kemitzvosoi, this goes right into the klal of mu'uvas lo yuchal iskoin. He can't go and correct this maisa which he did incorrectly, and therefore if he was oiver and imal shaloi kedin, there's no din atofas dambris because he's mu'uvas lo yuchal iskoin and he's not like a noilad mol where he didn't do anything wrong because that's where he was born. But if he himself went and did the Mila, Shaloi Kedin, in this case, says, the Rambam holds, that he's a Muvas Loichal Iskoin, and he doesn't need a Tovas Dam Bris. The Goyen also, in Yerideya, Yisamech Dalet, Sivkot and Yod, also discusses Shitas Rambam, what is the difference between a Noilad Mol, and other cases where he was Chaytich the Oiler, which is Mashma and the Rambam, that if he was Chaytich Shaloi Kedin, like in this case of a Goy, there's no Din a Tovas Dam Bris. But says Reb Chaim, over here in the stencil, in Chidushim al Hashas, that Be'emes one can say that the Rambam also agrees that he needs to have a Tofas Dambris. But the Rambam holds that this Hatofas Dambris has already taken place because every Maise Chituch, every time the Goy comes and cuts the Mila, cuts away the Oiler, there is also a Hatofas Dambris. Besides the Chatichas and Soras HaOiler, there's also a Maise of Hatofas Dambris. So says Reb Chaim that the Rambam holds that even though we have Mi'utim in our sugya, telling us that a Goy is possible to be a Moil because he's not Bichlal the Bris Mila, or he's not Bichlal the Mol Yimoil, this is only a Mi'ut in the Maisa Mila. But to do the Maisa of Atofas Dam Bris, on this the Rambam holds, we don't find any Mi'ut that a Goy is possible for doing such a Maisa. And Mamela, any time when the Goy is going to be doing a Maisa Bris Mila, he has automatically a Maisa Tofas Dam Bris, which this is Taka Kosher, even through a Goy. Memela, the Rambam holds that you don't have to do afterwards another Tofas Dam Bris, since he already has a Tofas Dam Bris from the Maisa of the Chatichas Oiler with the Goy, and then blood also came out, and then was Niskayim the Din Tofas Dam Bris. So even though, of course, the chatchila, we're not allowed to use the goy, because you're not allowed to do only a tovus dambris. If you have the oiler, you have to do the mitzvah of mila kmitzvosoi. But al kaponim, in a case where he already did shloi kmitzvosoi, there was a tovus dambris already, and there's no point to doing it again. And this is the shita of the Rambam, that imol in tzorich lachse vilimul shenis. This is a novel approach of Reb Chaim to say that in every mila, there's also a tovus dambris, and a goy is bemis kosher, a chidush. That a goy bemis is kosher to do a tovus dambris, and Reb Chaim over there is ma'arich to explain that this is shaila, whether it is a goy kosher for a tovus dambris or not. Moving further on into the next sugya, the Mishnah says, Misrapi mihem ripui momin avalo ripui nefoshes. The Gemara discusses what is the pshat of ripui momin, not ripui nefoshes. Says the Gemara at the beginning, ma ripui momin, ilay me ripui momin bischar. We should say clearly this difference between schar and bechinom. The Rosh, and Agois Oshri on the Rosh, in Simen Ches, brings down from Oizurura, that's mashma in our Gemara, but there's no taina on the Ike Chiluk between schar and bechinom, allowing to be nisrape through a goy bischar. The Gemara only asks that if this is the difference and this is Pshat in the Mishnah should say clearly the difference between Schar and Bechinom. And from the Mishnah, which says the difference between Momoin and Nefoshes, is Mashma, this is not the Pshat in the Mishnah. But it's Mashma that the Ike Halocha is true, and you're allowed to use a Goy to be Mirap Alide Goy if it's going to be Bischar. The Gemara doesn't have any problem with the Ike Halocha, and says that Goy Soshri. Therefore, we have a heter ledina, even a maskonis hagemora, that this is not the pshat in the Mishnah, but the din is true, and we're allowed to be in Israel alidei goy bischar if you go and charge in order that he's scared he shouldn't lose his money, and therefore in this case he's not choshud to on shvichas domim. It's a chidush la'aloche, and this is gepaskent, where the Ramah brings it down la'aloche in Simen Kuf Nun Hei. The Shach discusses it over there in Simen Kuf, Sivkotn Vov, with the day of the other Rishonim, the Ramban by us brings down from Yesh Oimrim, who say no, that since the Gemara is Madchik, that this is not Pshat in our Mishnah, that we have no Raya to say that there's a Heta of Bischar. Al Kaponim is one of the Chidushim of the Rishonim, that Goyis Hashri, that we're allowed to be Mati, a case of Misrape, Ali Dei Goy, if there's Bischar, because this stays even the Maskona. There is a few other Chidushim, La Locha, Kulis, which we find mentioned in the Rishonim over here, in this sugya, that there's other cases where we're allowed to use a goyish doctor and we're not choshish for shvichas domin. The first din is what Tosfos says in Omid Beis, the Ramaschil Kol Makor, at the end of the Omid, says Tosfos, that just like we find in the Gemara in Chof Zayin Omid Aleph, that Rabbi Yechanan says that in the case where he's a mumcha, he's mutter to do a maisa mila, so too we can be matir every single reifi mumcha. For any Maiser Yafua, we're allowed to use a doctor if he's a mumcha. Says Tosfos, this is the reason why the world is makel to be make his dam from a goy, because since Lagaba Hakozas dam, everyone is called a mumcha, Mamela we're allowed to be makel with this yisoid that we're allowed to use a reifa mumcha. And this is Be'emes the day of most of the Rishonim, that the heter of reifa mumcha applies even in our sugi also, and not just in the sugi before by Mila. This is also Paskin La'aloche in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkotan Aleph. But the Beis Yosef is Meirer, that the Rif and the Rambam do not mention this Heter. They bring down an Al Sugya, this Halocha, but they don't mention that if the doctor is a Mumcha, you're allowed to use this doctor. The Bach also is Meirich to be Mazbe. Why the Rif and the Rambam didn't mention this Heter? And says the Bach, it seems to be that the Rif and Rambam do hold of this Heter. He holds that we don't hold the Birchnan's halacha, that is halacha heta of a reif in mumcha. But the Bach says that since the minig ha'olam is to be mekel, it seems to be this is the taking on already the minig ha'olam, like the reif of Yishonim, to be mekel using a mumcha. The Ur HaChamo, in his sefer over here in Avodah Zarah, and other achrenim also, they say that the Rambam and the reif also agree that what the Birchnan before was mate by a mila, there the Birchnan was mate a mumcha. The only reason why the Rambam holds that this is only by a mila. Masha'inki in other inyonu refua, since Rabbi Yechanan didn't say clearly that in on other inyonu refua we can rely on a mumcha, mamela the Rambam holds this is only a heta by mila and not by refua, and he explains different svaris why there should be a difference between mila and refua. But al kaponim, like we said, the halacha is paskind that we're allowed to rely on a refi mumcha, and the whole sugya by us is only discussing a refi she'enu mumcha. Another kula says the Balamoir over here on the sugya, that just like we find that Chachomim say before in Chavava Mitbeis, that by Mila, and so too by Leda and Hanoka, we're allowed to be mate a goy if it's Oymed al Gabon. If someone's standing there making sure he's not doing anything wrong, then he's a heter. So too, by the Maisri Rufua, also we're allowed to use Oymed al Gaboy. Says the Rambanim al Chamois, that this is not a dimion to other cases. Because over here, even if someone's going to be standing on top of the Reifa, watching to see he's doing everything kedin and correctly, since the person standing Oymed al Gaboy, he's not a doctor. He doesn't know whether the doctor, Goyisha doctor, is doing something which is Be'emes L'Rufua, or maybe he's using some kind of Sam, some kind of potion, which is Be'emes going to be Mazik, his Mako. And therefore, says Ramban, in this case of a Reifa, the Gemara Be'emes doesn't use the heter of Oymed al Gaboy, since we can't be rely on the fact that he's Oymed al Gaboy through someone else, because we don't know which Sam is going to be Merapim and which Sam not. Now, one final shitter of the Yushenim, the Knesset HaGdoila and Yerideya Simen Kufnun Hei brings down from the Piskei Rid and the Piskei Riaz that they say that our whole sugya, which discusses a heter of a Reifin Nochri, or you're allowed to use him, you're not allowed to use him, is only in a case where there's also a possibility to be Misrape through a Reifin Yisrael. And in this case, we do not allow him to use a Reifin Nochri. But in a case where there's no one else to be Merape him, in this case, everyone holds that you're allowed to use a Reifin Nochri. And the Knesset HaGdoila discusses that the Chiyus is not mashma, so in the sugyas later on the base, Al Kaponim says that this is the shitta of the Piskei Rid and the Riaz, that the whole sugya is only talking about a case where there's no other doctor, and where there is another doctor of Reifi Yisrael, but if there's no other doctor, then you're allowed to use a Reifi Nochri, a Chidush from the Piskei Rid and the Riaz. Moving further on, the Gemara in Amud Beis, Tosfos in Devar Maschil Shani Minus, has a discussion, Pshat in the Gemara in Psochim Daf Chof Hei, that says, Bakoil Misrapim, Chutz Mi Atzei Asherio, one is not allowed to use a refuah from Atzei Asherio. Now there's a very Yisoidah Stig Machlokes Rishonim over here, what is this Issa to use Atzei Asherio? Tosfos is Shitta over here, is that this Issa is only in a case where they'll come, and people afterwards will come and make a toast, Chas V'Sholem, to be Nimshach, after the Avodah Zarah, and to think that there's some koyach in the Atzei Asherio, which this caused him to have the refuah. So says Tosfos, since this is the Issa, this is only also in a case where someone says clearly that he holds that the Atzei Asherio, he wants these Eitzim, Dafka, to go and help him for the refuah. But in a case where the Goy, the Refuah, will tell him, bring me some Eitzim, then he's allowed to go and bring Atzei Asherio, because there's no problem to have Anoaf and his Atzei Asherio for his refuah, because there's no chashash that he's going to be nimshach after Avodah Zarah. But this is the shita of Tosfos, that be'etzem there's no issa of Atzei Asherio. But the Ran, here in Daftes Amud Aleph from Dapei Arif, and so too over there in the Gemara Psochim and Hei Amud Beis, says the Ran that he argues on Tosfos, and says the reason why he's not allowed to use Atzei Asherio is not because we're chushish that he's going to be toye after Avodah Zarah. The reason is because there's a lav by Avodah Zarah, which says in Pasuk, Lo yidbak b'cha mu'umo min achirem, there's a lav of Lo yidbak, you're not allowed to have any sheiches to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore says the Ran, that even though this person is besakona, and if he's not going to have this refuah from his eitzim, he might even die, afilo hochi, there's a halacha by Avodah Zarah of Yehorik v'al Yavar. Says the Ran, even though this Chelek of Avodah Zarah is only a loisase, there's no misa, because it's only a loisase of lo yidbak, it's not the ikum maisa avoida of Avodah Zarah, but this lav goes into the klal of avizraihu the Avodah Zarah. Says the Ran, we find in Sanhedrin Ein Heom at base, that in the Issa of Gilo Aroyis, is not just Osa of Yehorik Valiavur, the Issa of the maisa bia ha'asura itself. Any Vizrayu the Avodah Zarah, if Vizrayu the Gil Aroyis is also also. So says, and it's also Yehorik Vali Avoy. Memele says Iran, just like we find by Gil Aroyis, the Avizrayu the Gil Aroyis, there's a din of Yehorik Vali Avoy. So too, Avizrayu the Avodah Zarah also has this cloud of Yehorik Vali Avoy, and therefore he's not allowed to use the Atzei Asherio, even though the Goy didn't ask him Bichlal to bring Dafka these Eitzim. La Halocha, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch Yisimu Kufnun Hei, like Tosfos, the Mechaber says that if the Goy doesn't say clearly, bring me the Eitz, Atzei Asherio, it's Mutter. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshayim, like the shita of the Ran, that b'chol oifin is also, since there's a love of Leidbak, b'chol ma'umma min achirim, and says the Be'er Agoylo, that this is the Issa, because it's Avizrayu David Azor. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Sadik Vov, Sivkot and Tetzvov, asks that the Ramah over here doesn't ask anything on the Mechaber, and it sounds like the Ramah agrees that the Ikedeh is like Toisvus, and it's only a Yesh Oimim like the Ran. Whereas we find the Ramah himself in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin says clearly, like the Shita of the Ran, that there's also a klal that any Avizrayu de Avid Azorer and Avizrayu de Gilarioris and Shvichas Domim is also bichlal the klal of Yehoyig Valiavar and not just the Ikka Maisa itself. Any other lav is also into this klal. So why over here does the Ramah not mention that he holds like the Shita of the Ran? And later on, when in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, when he brings down this shitter that is a klal of Avizrayu, he should mention that the Mechaber over here, L'choyah argues and holds like Toisvus, which is L'choyah says a Minchas Chinuch, arguing on the Ikki Yisoid of the Ran, and holds there's no klal of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy by Avizrayu David Azor. And the only din of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy is only on the Issa Avid Azor itself, and not on any other lavim of Avid Azor, like the lav of L'Yidbak. The Sefer Oli Yosef in Hilchas Kiddush Hashem, Sivkot and Lamed, he explains that L'chayr, the Minchas Chinuch understood that the Toisus and Iran are having a Yisoydis Tigam Achloikis, whether there's a klal of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy by Avizrayu. Says the Oli Yosef that this is L'chayr not Muchach in our Toisus to say that he disagrees with Iran and he holds there's no din of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy by Avizrayu. Lo Ilam, even Toisus agrees. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the 9 Hamid base by Gilu Arioyes, that even on Avizrayu there's a din Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy. All Tosfos holds is that this lav of Lo Yidbak is not enough of a lav has the Sheiches to Avid Azorah to go and say that this goes into the klal of Avizrayu to Avid Azorah. This lav of Lo Yidbak is a lav tzlodi, and this lav is not called Avizrayu to Avid Azorah. But the Emes Tosfos also agrees that any case where you have Avizrayu David Azorah, there's also a klal of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy. And the whole machlokes Tosfos and Iran is only whether is this lav of Leyidbak included into the klal of Avizrayu David Azorah or not. And therefore the Ramah over here holds like Tosfos, even though he holds that normally by Avizrayu David Azorah there's a klal of Yehoyig Va'al Yavoy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.